From the Global Times, I am Mulan. Welcome to the GT Podcast with Mulan, a one-stop shop for the Global Times take on top China and global news. In today's podcast, less than 3 months after establishing diplomatic ties with China, Honduras President Xiomara Castro made a historic, fruitful trip to China. Washington is critical of closer China-Arab ties. Totally ignore it, a Saudi minister said as cooperation deepens. While the U.S. keeps adding fuel to the fire of the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict, its energy firms are after Ukraine's energy assets. Germany must resist the U.S. attempt to push Berlin to the front lines of a confrontational policy vis-à-vis China, German lawmaker says. Argentine soccer superstar Lionel Messi is creating a fan fever in China as he's in China for a friendly match with Australia. China and Honduras opened a new chapter in bilateral relations this week, as Honduran President Xiomara Castro made a historic trip to China less than 3 months after the two countries established diplomatic ties. Chinese President Xi Jinping met with Castro in Beijing on Monday. President Xi extended a warm welcome to Castro and hailed her visit as one of special significance, as it opens a new chapter in the annals of the China-Honduras relationship. The Chinese president also commended her unwavering political will, as evidenced by the historic decision she made to fulfill her campaign promise of establishing diplomatic relations with China. Castro said during the meeting that the establishment of diplomatic relations with China is a decision made by the Honduran government that will go down in history. Honduras firmly supports and upholds the One China principle and firmly supports the Chinese government's efforts to achieve reunification. During the six-day visit, the two countries saw major developments in a wide range of areas in bilateral relations. Honduras officially inaugurated its embassy in Beijing. Diplomats and officials from both sides hailed the significant progress made in such a short period of time. The two countries also inked a slew of cooperation documents. Notably, they signed a cooperation document on jointly building the Belt and Road Initiative, vowing to strengthen coordination in their policies and development plans, and deepen cooperation in various areas. Other cooperation documents signed during the trip covered areas such as quality inspection, economic and trade issues, agriculture, science and technology, and culture and education. China also moved swiftly to allow Honduran products such as white-leg shrimp to enter the Chinese market. Honduras also formally applied to join the BRICS New Development Bank. In an interview with the Global Times, Honduras Foreign Minister Enrique Reyna said that bilateral ties have been growing like a robust tree, benefiting the people of both sides. When it comes to the influence of the U.S. on Honduras and other Central American countries, amid the tense U.S.-China rivalry, the Honduran Foreign Minister said the decision of Honduras to recognize the One China principle is a sovereign decision. U.S. officials have long tried to dominate the Arab world and undermine China-Arab cooperation, but Arab countries are rejecting the U.S. zero-sum game resoundingly. Earlier this week, more than 3,500 Chinese and Arab officials and business representatives gathered in Saudi Arabia for the 10th Arab-China Business Conference. At the event, a total of 30 investment agreements worth $10 billion were signed, covering a wide range of sectors, including technology, renewables, agriculture, real estate, minerals, supply chains, tourism, and healthcare. The business conference offered the latest sign of closer ties between China and Arab countries, following a slew of recent major developments, including the first China-Arab States Summit at the end of 2022, and China's contribution to the agreement on the resumption of diplomatic ties between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Washington is reportedly concerned over the closer China-Arab ties, but that clearly won't make any difference when it comes to Arab countries' cooperation with China. When asked about U.S. criticism of Saudi Arabia's ties with China, Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman said, "I totally ignore it. We are Saudi Arabia. We don't have to be engaged in what I call a zero-sum game. We believe that there are so many global opportunities," the Saudi energy minister said. There's no surprise about the U.S. declining influence in the Middle East, as it brought war and destruction to the region and profited from that for years. And the U.S. is doing the same thing in Europe. Energy giants from the U.S. are extending their claws from old battlefields in Iraq and Syria to new targets in Ukraine, increasing their investments in Ukraine's oil, gas, and nuclear infrastructure under the guise of helping Ukraine get rid of its dependence on dirty energy imports from Russia, according to a Global Times investigation. While the U.S. keeps adding fuel to the fire of the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict, its power and energy giants are busy expanding business in the country, trying to take a large share of nuclear and oil projects for themselves. Faced with dangerous and opaque new orders, some Ukrainians are worried that large energy equipment invested by the U.S. will bring with it more risks and setbacks to their country. Chinese experts pointed out that the U.S., in the name of helping Ukraine and Europe as a whole to fully transition from Russian energy, is actually serving to fatten the wallets of American energy giants and safeguarding its own political interests. China, Germany, and China-EU relations have been complicated by several factors, particularly Washington's geopolitical gambits. How Germany should pursue its independent policy toward China? German lawmaker Severin Dagdelin has a clear answer. Germany must resist the U.S. attempt to push Berlin to the front lines of a confrontational policy vis-à-vis China, she said in an exclusive interview with the Global Times after her recent trip to China. My impression, however, is that the German government is currently not pursuing an independent foreign policy, but is essentially following instructions from Washington, to the detriment of the German people, she said. Hundreds of thousands of jobs in Germany depend on good Germany-China relations, especially on cooperation in production and trade, she said. In the absence of close cooperation with China, Germany will risk facing self-isolation and industrial decline, in addition to major social upheavals. Incidentally, the German companies I visited in China take a similar view on this issue, the German lawmaker said. Argentina soccer icon Lionel Messi has been a sensation among Chinese soccer fans this week, as he arrived in Beijing several days ago for the Argentina-Australian friendly match. At one point, training was cancelled as the outrageously passionate fans waiting outside of the Argentina team's hotel that the team, particularly the stellar Messi, were unable to leave the hotel. This is Messi's seventh visit to China. Rumor says that a Great Wall trip has also been scheduled for the star during his time in China. The friendly match comes as China's ties with both countries are developing positively. China's relations with Argentina in particular have seen rapid development, with cooperation in a wide range of areas. Meanwhile, after years of tension, China-Australia ties are also showing increasing signs of improvement recently. That's all for this edition of the GT Podcast with Mulan. Make sure to follow the Global Times on Twitter and Facebook to stay tuned. You can also check out our podcast, articles, and much more on our website at globaltimes.cn. Thank you.